This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 5, Episode 40. As the New York Rangers win the Stadium Series outdoor game at MetLife Stadium. It was a wild, wild game. 6-5 in overtime. Panarin gets it done. That's 2 points on the board. That's all that game means. It means nothing else other than the 2 points. And a regular season win. Wasn't even a regulation win, so it wasn't even truly that helpful in the standings. But here we are, and I'm going to give it to you straight today because I want you to take this time right now to reflect back on that game coming back against the New York Islanders, MetLife Stadium, under the lights, tying the game up late, and winning the game in overtime. And I want you to take right now, take a deep breath, enjoy that win. Because I'm about to fucking crush your soul right now. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, James, if you can't be positive after that win, there's no hope for you. Well, my problem isn't exactly with the win. My problem is with the reaction of the win. We're going to fucking hang our hat on that victory. It's going to be the highlight of the season. It's going to be the Philadelphia Flyers game where Lundqvist stops Briere on the a penalty shot. And that's going to be the defining moment in Rangers history. It's not going to be the Stanley Cup. It's not going to be, winning the Eastern Conference Final this year. It's going to be, we beat the Islanders in the MetLife Stadium, Stadium Series game. And it's a fucking disgrace. And this is what I cannot stand, is that we as fans and just New York Rangers culture is that we hang our hats on these meaningful victories or meaningless victories. And, Andy was at the game. That's why he's not here. Long night traveling back into the city. Probably took him 16 hours because the metropolitan area is a mess if they have one thing going on. And it's just, I look at this game and of course I'm excited that we beat the Islanders. Like, anytime beating the Islanders, it's always tough to beat one of your rivals. It's just that, everyone's excited and we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be that excited. This should be fucking business like usual. We fucking take care of business. What did I say 2 podcasts ago? I said the New York Rangers aren't going to lose a game in February. All right, ho-hum, we just fucking won another one. There's no reason why we should lose the rest of the month. And, it's a head-scratcher for me because I don't want this to be the standard. I want this just to be a little blip on the radar until something bigger happens, and that's the Stanley Cup. And, I don't know if I truly believe in this team. I don't know if I truly believe in Laviolette. I believe him more than, Gallant. But there are a lot of flaws with this hockey team. And there's a lot of flaws with this core. And yay, we can win hockey games and we can string together wins. That's great. And that's a huge, huge step in the right direction as, compared to last year. But this core, man. This defense, this system that he's running, and it was brought to my attention, by a listener, I guess Eddie from College Point. We'll just go with a WFAN shout out here. He gave me a ring. I'm sorry I never even called you back. just a crazy day that day. And, you know, but I was thinking about what we were talking about and, you know, the system that the New York Rangers implemented this year. And you can tell right out of the gate that we were a different team. I thought our, you know, defensive zone coverage was a lot cleaner. I thought our offensive zone pressure was a little bit more meaningful. I thought our play through the neutral zone and when our defense gathered the puck, our offense, you know, gave them outlets and options. We stray away from that way too much, specifically more so in, you know, in the defensive zone. I mean, I don't know how many times we just leave guys wide open. And we're not going to play the Islanders in the playoffs. Maybe in round one, if they get lucky. But you play like that against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who could be a wild card team, the New Jersey Devils, who could be a wild card team. You're not always going to be that. You're not going to always outscore your problems. Not with this offense, and not with the history of this offense in the playoffs. You know, you got to clean this up, and there's got to be. This is where I get frustrated. We're hanging our hats on, oh, it's a 7-game winning streak. Oh, we beat the Islanders in the stadium series. Right, but when we lose in the first round because, once again, our core didn't show up, or we leave guys in front of the net and all of a sudden we're down 4-1, and in the playoffs you're never going to come back from that deficit, you know, giving up 41 shots against a team that struggles offensively this year, you know, giving up 5 goals on, you know, 41 shots is not going to cut it in the playoffs. You know, it's great that, you know, we were able to come back and win, but that's not going to happen in the playoffs. Teams play shut down hockey. Teams that we're going to end up playing in the playoffs are going to be playing their best hockey at the end of the season, which is why they hit that wild card spot, which is why they got that 3 seed in the Metropolitan. We're not going to be so fucking lucky, you know, come playoff time. And instead of fucking gloating and beating your chest because you beat the fucking Islanders, who, let's face it, are a fucking terrible hockey team. They're old. You know, they're slow. You know, they got some gamers and they were certainly pumped up to play the New York Rangers. And, you know, the Rangers obviously got, you know, scored first in this game, but their response were, you know, they fucking came back with vengeance. But this team gives up a shit ton of goals. They don't score a lot. And, you know, they're just a bad hockey club. And it's not like, well, they just got a new coach, so they're playing a lot better. They're 3-4. It's not like they're, you know, the Edmonton Oilers who went on a, you know, 16-game winning streak when they got their new coach. Or, you know, they're not the best team in the NHL since they got a coaching change. This team's under 500 with Patrick Waugh. They still, you know, they still give up a, you know, a ton of goals. You know, almost 3 a game. I think under Patrick Waugh, actually now it's over probably 3 a game with Patrick Waugh. So it's nothing like, they're not doing anything special. You know, you can be happy they won. But we cannot use this as the defining moment of the season. We cannot hang our hat on a stadium series victory over the fucking Islanders. We're on a fucking mission here to win the Stanley Cup. And anything else is a complete failure in my eyes. Now, if you tell me they get to the Stanley Cup and they lose in 6 games, you know, is it a failure? Yes. Is it acceptable? I mean, what can you do? It's the Stanley Cup final. But losing in the first round like we did last year, getting shut out, you know, blowing a 2-game lead in the playoffs, that shit has to be behind us. The standard now is that, you know, we get to the playoffs and we fucking keep humming. We keep winning hockey games and we're getting better. I don't see, despite a 7-game winning streak, I still don't see this team making out of the first round. I don't. You know, we're a terrible first period hockey team. It takes us way too long to get going. Igor is suspect. Our D-zone coverage is suspect. You know, you leave guys wide open in front of the net in the playoffs, they're going to score every time, and you're not going to come back. You know, our offense, it's fine when we're moving our feet, but we just take periods off, especially the first period. It's like, you got to fucking move your feet. You got to keep your feet moving along the boards. That's how you create penalties. I mean, the perfect play at the end of the game, Lafreniere moving his feet, trying to get away from traffic, you know, slips on the guy's stick, and guess what? Penalty's drawn. Why? Because that guy was flat-footed and Lafreniere was moving his feet. You know, it's little things. It's little tiny things. Trocheck, you know, fighting for that rebound, that loose puck. And just when you think he's out of the play, he flicks it into a direction and it gets a bounce. Throwing pucks on net. That's fucking a playoff goal right there. That's a goal that wins it in fucking overtime. Because he never stopped moving his feet. He threw the puck on goal. And lo and behold, it trickles in. That type of shit, it looks like luck, but it's hard work. And that's why a guy like Trocheck scores that goal. And, you know, I can't totally knock this team, you know, because I do feel like, you know, Zibanejad is playing a little bit better. You know, Kreider still sucks, but when Zibanejad elevates his game, Kreider has to, you know, kind of tag along. And again, you know, I'll give Kreider credit here. He plants himself from a good distance in front of the net, tips a shot, and gets the goal. A huge goal for us. But that should be the standard. Like, he should be doing that all the time. The problem is he'll take 7 games off where he doesn't do that. And the Rangers need to have a high-low presence in front of the net. A guy on the goalie planting his ass so the, you know, the goalie can smell it. And then another guy high that fishes for the rebound that gets kicked out. Just like the, you know, the second Trocheck goal. This team is not that great. But if they work hard and they play with a purpose and keep their feet moving along the boards, good thing happens. You know, good things happen to this team when, you know, they're moving their feet, they play with energy. And you could say that about every team in the NHL, but specifically the New York Rangers, because they do have a good power play and they do have some skill. They can get the job done, but it's really pulling teeth sometimes, especially in the first period. It's like, how many times are you going to fucking fall behind? Giving up 3 goals like you did? Just leaving guys in front of the net, getting clean shots? It's a fucking joke. Especially when you got a goalie that's struggling to make saves. And in especially in a stadium series game where, you know, it's under the lights, you don't know what Igor's seeing. Excuse me. You know, lights could be reflecting off the ice. You know, you want to limit their time and space and their chances and their ability to get off good hard shots. And we just don't do that sometimes. It's a fucking, it's kind of a disgrace. But, you know, here we are. You know, it's another win and it's 2 points. And Boston is struggling a little bit. You know, I think Florida Panthers jumped them for first in the Atlantic and their first overall in the East, which is pretty impressive. A 9-1-0 in their last 10, the 5 in a row, you know, winning streak, you know. Just a fucking solid hockey club right there. Boston struggling a little bit, 4-4-2 in their last 10. It's just, you know, Rangers caught up to them in terms of points. You know, Toronto has the 3rd spot now in the Atlantic. Tampa Bay dropped. You know, and it's probably going to be realistically, if you look at the East right now, it's probably going to be Tampa Bay and either Detroit, the Devils, or the Islanders, or Pittsburgh, for that last spot. You know, one of those 4 teams, if whoever gets hot, whoever, you know, decides to, you know, turn it on at the end, realistically, let's be honest, it's probably the Devils. You know, and the Rangers are going to have to play a Tampa Bay Lightning team if we cap, you know, keep that, first spot in the East, or we have to play a Philadelphia team or a New Jersey team, you know, as the third team in the Metro.
We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem by calling 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. And if we're not ready, we're going to get fucking crushed. And if we start any game in the playoffs like we did today, you know, that game's over. Chalk it up as a loss because, you know, the Flyers aren't giving up that lead and the Devils are way too quick for us to play that game. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Rangers do towards the trade deadline. Obviously, some moves are going to have to be made. You know, you saw, you know, Rempe and Edstrom out there. You know, they didn't kill us today. I thought they played fine. I think it was important for Rempe to get that, get that fight out of the way. You know, feel like he's got into it. I fucking hate Martin. I hate the Islanders. I hate this whole fucking team. It's great that we won, but it's just like they think they're right there and they're not, you know, and it's games like this that fucking make Islander fans believe in something. And you got to just take that will, take that fucking pride and belief, and you rip it away by going up 3-1 in the first. No, you don't fall behind 3-1. Just fucking so frustrating. Oh, God. So, you know, let's see what we have. Let's see what we have in front of us. I know we have the Dallas Stars, who I believe just lost to the Edmonton Oilers, and, you know, the New York Rangers matchup against the, let's see, you know, their matchup against the Dallas Stars is gonna, I'm pulling up the schedule. That's why I'm humming along here. Mumbling along, I should say. Yeah. So the New York Rangers are playing the Dallas Stars on Tuesday. We win that game. And then you got Thursday against the Devils. And then you got Saturday against the Flyers. You beat the Dallas Stars. You got to play with fucking confidence. And then you have the Columbus Blue Jackets twice to close out the month. Dude, you have to win every game this month. They're all meaningful. You know, I know the Dallas one, you're like, well, it's a West Coast team doing really, you know, we just won 7 in a row. It's all right if we lose it. No, fuck that, man. This is the type of shit that, like, losers have that mentality. Teams that don't win the Stanley Cup have that mentality. You got to go out there and say, Dallas is one of the best teams in the league. We have them in our own building. Forget what we just did against the Islanders. Let's focus on this game and let's get 2 points. You know, a betting man, you're betting Dallas. And you'll probably get good odds. But the New York Rangers have to fucking be ready. Take pride in beating one of the best teams in the NHL right now. And, you know, take those 2 points and run. You know, open up that gap between, you know, first and second place in the Metro. You know, these are the games that matter. And then you have a game against the New Jersey Devils on the road on Thursday. Another rivalry game. You know, again, another game where no matter what you do on against Dallas, win or lose, it's a fucking must-win game. Take care of business. That's what good teams do. The Devils are not a good team right now. They give up a lot of goals. They can score, they can play with speed, but they're a fucking mess. No Dougie Hamilton. You know, Hughes is all-time cocky, telling people, you know, guys on the ice that, you know, people, you know, pay to watch me play, which is true. But, you know, even if you weren't on the Devils, they still pay to watch, you know, people play hockey. So not the sickest chirp in the world. But, you know, again, I think for the New York Rangers, it's important to win these games. You know, winning needs to be a part of your DNA. You got to get used to winning, expecting to win, knowing that you can win. This is what will get you through the playoffs. The teams that are, you know, bipolar in terms of, you know, we have a 7-game winning streak and then we lose 5 of 6. It's like those teams very rarely do anything in the playoffs because they don't know who they are. They don't know what their identity is. They're too streaky. You know, you got to be even keeled, keep chugging along, winning hockey games. That's what good teams do. That's what teams that can win the Stanley Cup, that's what they do, you know? And then you got, you know, Philadelphia, a team that, you know, that they're not going to give up, you know? They're right there. Even though they announced that they're going to be sellers and they're trying to make themselves better for the future and that's their main focus, well, they have a coach that is like, fuck that. I don't give a fuck who's on this roster. We're going to win hockey games and we're going to be competitive and we're going to make the playoffs. So they're a fucking dangerous team. So the next 3 games are going to be a huge test. You get through those 3 games and you can beat up on the, you know, stat night with the fucking against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And if you blow those 2 games, I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't get much easier than that. Because after that, you got Toronto. What do we got? Toronto and Florida. Good luck, my friends. And then we got a nice little break after that Florida game for about 3 days, 4 days. Yeah, so again, the New York Rangers have, you know, a lot of work to do still. I think it's important for the New York Rangers to, you know, beat up on these, not beat up on, but, you know, beat these teams that are at the top of the standings, whether or not it's the West or the East. I think it's, you know, I think it's important for, you know, the Rangers to beat their rivals. You know, again, let's fucking get this in our DNA. Let's make this about winning a Stanley Cup. You know, you can be happy they won today, you know, or yesterday, or whatever you're listening to. So you can be happy they beat the Islanders. I'm not taking that away from you, but we cannot allow this to be a defining moment in New York Rangers in this season. Let's not let this be the peak. Let this be just, you know, not a valley, obviously, but let this just be, you know, a moment that, you know, you say, you look back on this moment and you say, you know, the Rangers usually would never win that hockey game. You could tell that they were special when they won that game, you know, because they were able to win the Stanley Cup or at least get to the finals. You know, and then after that, you know, I should say, you look at this team, you just kind of have a feeling that it's going to be a little bit different going into the playoffs. I don't know what the rumors are. I don't, that's Andy thing. He's usually on top of it. I've seen so many different things. I've seen Rangers connected to this, to that, and it, I don't know. Andy keeps saying Lawton from the Flyers. Fuck that. Like, I don't want that. Just give me Shane Pinto, give me Tarasenko. And you may say, well, why the fuck would Ottawa get rid of Pinto? It's like, you, obviously you're going to give them something back, like an Hoffman or something. We're loaded on the left wing. We're stuck with this core. You know, this kid really doesn't have a future with us over the next 5 years. So why are we even going to, you know, entertain this, you know, between, you know, and you got Will Cooley in there now that's a, you know, bona fide left wing. You know, I want to win now. I want to win this year. You know, let's give ourselves the best opportunity to do that. And I think that's, you know, going after certain players. You know, Nashville could be a team that's, you know, obviously going to be sellers at the end and, you know, at the trade deadline. You know, I don't know. I don't really don't know what this team's going to look like, you know. You know, and here we are, Sunday night. You know, if you listen to this on President's Day, you know, we're almost at the end of February now. You know, March is right around the corner. It's going to be springtime. I just looked at my, you know, fantasy hockey. We only got 5 more weeks left before the playoffs start. I'm sitting pretty in the number one slot in the standings. You know, so that's, you know, that's really all I got. I'll be excited to hear what, you know, about Andy's story. I'm glad actually Andy wasn't here because he'd be so like excited and happy, and I would just bring him and just suck all the life out of that kid, and he doesn't deserve that. So the next podcast, you know, it'll be nice to hear what Andy has to say and, you know, try to get a feel for, you know, what he thinks, what's next for the Rangers, because the Stadium Series is now behind us. It's, you know, just more games on the schedule, more opportunities to get points and beat your rivals and, you know, get ready to make that final push towards the end of the season and the trade deadline, you know, because that's the big, that's the next hurdle. What is Jury going to do? You know, he clearly sees that we need help. We got some wiggle room here with the cap. Certainly pieces that could be sent away. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. But everyone, I hope you're enjoying your long weekend. And, you know, if you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday, you know, we have a big three-game stretch here. You know, Dallas Stars, one of the best teams in the NHL, top of the West. We got the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia Flyers. Get through those three games, my prediction of winning every game in February will come true. It's an expectation. You got to live like winners. You know, you got to think like winners and you got to act like winners. And we can't hold our fucking, you know, we can be happy we won, but this cannot be the highlight of the season. I won't allow it. I'm not going to allow Andy to do it. He gets one podcast to talk about his experience and then we never look back on this game again. We're not even going to talk about it. And we're not going to say, you know, point to this game and say, this is what the Rangers are. Because we've done that before and it's burned us every single time. We're going to look forward. Hopefully we clean up the defensive zone. Hopefully we, you know, clean up this system a little bit. Because defensively we give up way too much and we allow teams to just sit pretty in front of our net. Our defense got to be better. Our forwards got to get back and be more supportive. I think our offense at times really does a good job, especially along the boards and creating chances. It just, we need that sustained pressure. We need that pressure where it's one or two or three, four chances in a row and we finally bang home a rebound. We just keep moving the puck forward and go north, south, and, you know, yeah, enter the zone with speed and, you know, play smart and we'll win hockey games. So, all right. Well, everyone enjoy your night and weekend. Well, let's go Rangers.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Voice Podcast. Be sure to follow us on X at Broadway Voice Pod. And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.